The Czech Parliament on Wednesday opened debate on the Lisbon Treaty signed in December of 2007 by the EU's 27 member states. The treaty replaces the controversial EU constitution, rejected by French and Dutch voters in 2005, and is expected to fundamentally alter the way the EU is run. Although Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek officially signed the document in Portugal last year, it's no secret that his Civic Democratic Party is far from happy with it. Daniela Lazarova asked political analyst Petr Jus whether he anticipated problems in the course of its ratification.
It's obvious that the ratification process of the Lisbon Treaty in Czech Parliament will be influenced by the fact that the major political party, ODS, the Civic Democratic Party, is having a little bit careful position towards the Lisbon Treaty. It's not openly for, and we have to take into account that, for example, in the Senate, the ODS itself holds a majority, which allows the Civic Democrats to stop this process or to block this process. We know that the Civic Democrats want to ask the Constitutional Court of the Czech Republic to analyze whether the Lisbon Treaty is in accordance with the Czech constitutional and legal system. So we know that even if the Lisbon Treaty would be passed, it would go through some revision process on the grounds of the Constitutional Court.
There is speculation that the Civic Democrats are trying to delay its ratification so that when the Czech Republic takes up the EU presidency at the beginning of 2009, it would still be working according to the old rules. Do you believe there is any truth in that?
It's very rational thinking, and this is very rational reason from the point of ODS, because it will be ODS. If nothing happens, the ODS that's holding the position of the president and the prime minister, and the ODS would be the party that would be chairing the highest summit of the European Union during the Czech presidency. If the Lisbon Treaty would come into effect before the Czech presidency, the highest level meetings, the summit, would be chaired by the permanent EU president, and also the meetings of ministers of foreign affairs, which is another important platform for EU decision-making process, would be chaired by a special representative for foreign policy. So it's rational and it's quite natural from ODS that it's trying to block or slower the process also due to this fact.
Could that hurt the Czech Republic's image?
It could. It could. I heard the different opinion which comes from the European Union as the politicians in European Union are trying to make the process more fast. So they would prevent, let's say, some deeper influence of Václav Klaus during the presidency, because they are afraid whether the Eurosceptic position of Václav Klaus would somehow not block the decision-making process during the Czech EU presidency. So there is a natural conflict between the interests of ODS and the interests of European Union.
That was political analyst Petr Jost talking to Daniela Lazareva.